Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We're doing live.
And we are in the last hour of the show. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up in about 29 minutes. And then Trash Talk, your time to shine, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the wide world of sports. So you'll be able to call in about 35 minutes, and you have 30 or 40 seconds to do your thing. All right, speaking of doing their thing, right now the Golden State Warriors up 71-63 on the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. These are two of the top teams in the league, obviously. But even record-wise right now, I think Brooklyn's, what, 10-4? Yep. And Golden State's 11-2,
right?
Best record in the NBA. Shocking people. They haven't even gotten Klay Thompson back yet, but they look great. Steph Curry, arguably the MVP right now. Kevin Durant certainly in the conversation, and probably Nikola Jokic as well. But Steph's doing his thing, picking up where he left off last year, maybe even playing better. But Rob, you wrote a column to no, or you your trash talk today?
Yeah. It was just
you went off on the the Brooklyn the those who doubted the Brooklyn Nets. So go ahead, share your feelings, why you trashed folks, and what your thoughts are on these Nets.
I think a lot of people thought Kyrie, and obviously he's a great player. If you have him, it makes your road easier. But in the NBA, you just need two great players. You have two great players, you have a chance to win. And obviously, if these two guys are healthy and they perform like they're capable, and I'm talking about Durant and Harden, with the supporting cast that the Nets have, I think they have a really good team and have a chance to win a championship even without Kyrie. And I think people thought that maybe it was going to derail them. They got off to a uneven start, a bad start, whatever you want to call it, Chris. Harden wasn't getting up to the line, wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. But they were the first team in the Eastern Conference with 10 wins. They've won 8 out of their last 9. They're playing Golden State tonight. Obviously, they're trailing right now. Still a long way to go in this game. But I think that if you're the Nets, you got to feel good considering a big piece that you were counting on is not a part of it. So you could have been, you know, closer to 500 or even in that situation. We've seen some of the other good teams got off to really bad starts or uneven starts. Even Milwaukee. What is Milwaukee's record, Chris? Are they still under 500? They're like six and seven.
6-8, yep. They've had
6-8?
6-8, yep.
I mean, they have their pieces. I know they've had some injuries, but that's a part of the game. And you would go like Milwaukee, you would think after winning the championship – and having confidence and knowing what you can do and what you can accomplish, they'd have, you know, the pressure would be off. Isn't it easier, Chris, to play after you've won from the standpoint of that monkey's off your back? If you're Giannis, I can just play. Nobody can take that championship away. So I think there's a lot of Kyrie fans who were hoping the Nets were going to get off to a terrible start and they would rue the day that the Nets decided not to have part-time Kyrie. And instead, Kevin Durant's leading the league in scoring, and James Harden is playing better and has way more room for him to be the James Harden that we've known and seen. So I'm cool with where the Nets are, and I think as time goes on, you don't want to have to peak in the first month of the season or the first – they've only played, what, 14 games. But I think people who thought maybe this was going to derail them, I think they were wrong. I'm not saying everybody, but there were some out there.
See, I got issues with your whole take because, number one, who? Okay, Nick Wright, my partner on First Things First. Okay, he's not a high on Brooklyn. We know that. But I get where you were coming from with those that have praised Matt Stafford and said he was the savior and he was going to lead them to the promised land and all that, because there was a lot of people. I just don't think there was this groundswell of people saying, uh-oh, Brooklyn's done because Kyrie's done. No.
I didn't say that they were done, but there are people out there who just thought that the losing Kyrie could derail them, and after they got
well,
off to the
I think it has derailed them.
I don't
so
think
far. They're not playing well. They're 10-4. Yeah, they had the
and
best.
That's great,
the
Chris.
First
you know what? It would be great,
Rob,
not to play
you're
well.
You're a stickler.
10-4.
You're a stickler,
and not
you're
play well.
You're a stickler for who you beat. Who you beat? The Nets have beaten two teams with winning records. All right, they ain't beating hardly anybody. Philadelphia, which is missing players, they beat, and Washington, who I don't really think is for real.
Washington's 10-3. They're 10-3. They're not for real.
They'll come back to earth. They'll come back to earth. Trust me.
Can we go over Golden State's schedule?
No, I you don't hear me up here saying trash talking people that doubted Golden State, which is a lot more than doubted Brooklyn. But they're Brooklyn is 2-3 against teams above 500. Chicago beat them. Miami beat them. Charlotte beat them. So I picked Brooklyn to win it like you without Kyrie. So I'm not like down on them. I'm just saying this notion that they're shutting people up. They ain't shutting nobody up because James Harden better step it up. The way they're playing right now, Rob, they won't win the championship.
Chris,
James Harden needs to be James Harden.
You don't need to be championship ready in November, 14 games
fine.
Into the season.
Right.
No, listen, no, hear me out. If they were 4-10, you would be like,
who on earth thought they'd be 4-10?
They could be 4-10.
Would they make up some fan?
No,
nobody
they could be
in 4-10.
Why not? Milwaukee 6-8. Milwaukee 6-8. Why can't they be 4-10?
Because Milwaukee doesn't. I'm gonna tell you if you be quiet. Milwaukee doesn't have Kevin Durant.
They just
and James
won the championship.
Harden.
They got one of the best players in the league. What are you talking about?
Milwaukee.
I don't understand
Brooklyn,
it. Milwaukee 6-8.
Look, you're yelling. You're making noise. You ain't saying nothing. All right. You just said it. Milwaukee's got one of the best players
Chris,
in the world.
They just won the championship. How did they win?
What'd you say when they won it? Injury prone.
How did they win?
Phoenix, they got a Phoenix team that got to the finals because everybody else was banged up. They beat a Brooklyn team that was banged up.
That's how the Warriors won their first championship,
too. They got to play freaking Atlanta in the playoff, in the conference finals. So stop it with
that. Are they NBA champ or not?
Rob, can I talk? Two of their three best players, they don't have Kevin Durant and James Harden. And if you're sitting here telling me James Harden is playing well enough for them to win the championship, you're off.
No, that's not what I said.
I believe he's going to get better, but he better get better. This act he's pulling would be fine if they had Kyrie to give him 26 a night to compliment Durant. But if Kyrie's not coming back, then James Harden better get closer to the Harden of Houston. All right, and start giving me 25 plus a night. All right, because they don't have enough. They don't have a legitimate other big-time scorer that they're going to need without Kyrie. It can be Harden, but he better start playing like it. He's had a couple, maybe three. I know that's more than a couple, where he's gotten to the line, and that's when he scored the big points. But for the most part, he ain't getting to the line.
Chris, what James Harden, you expect the James Harden, who got off to the rough start, to be the guy who's going to be playing in April? I'm asking you.
All I'm saying is it better not be.
I'm asking you, is that who you expect?
I don't know what I expect.
Okay.
I'm saying it better not be. That's what I'm saying.
He has long of enough track record that James Harden, who's been a big-time star in this league for a long time, will be there at the end. My point is,
with
the way James, the way that James Harden has played, according to you, they should be 4-10. Because you're saying,
look, there's not
garbage.
They've had an easy schedule, Rob.
How
you want to hear
Milwaukee 6-8? I'm asking you.
New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Toronto, Detroit, Atlanta, Indianapolis. That's
you know what
they've beaten.
Called? Chris, you know what it's called? It's called the NBA.
Oh, well, it's why don't you say NBA. That when it's the NFL?
It's called
why
the
did you
NBA.
Shoot down? Why did you just shoot down the Rams? Because, oh, they haven't beaten anybody. Stop being consistent.
Because they lost.
Be consistent.
Because the three teams they lost are good teams. That's the
You're
difference.
You're a roller coaster.
That's the
if
difference.
If I like them, it record doesn't matter.
As can
if
be.
I don't like them,
no.
What was your
I'm
answer?
I'm as consistent as can be.
What was
and
your
because
answer?
Because the Rams have nothing, because the three games, the most important games they've had this year against division rivals, they've lost. And they lost to
same
Derrick
Henry. Same thing for Brooklyn.
And they
getting they getting watched
Chris,
right now by Golden State.
Even 15
at home.
You can't equate 17 football
Chicago
games
was
with
a
80,
big game.
With
they
82
got beat.
Basketball
Miami
games.
Miami was
stop
a
it.
Big game.
You know
they
better
got
than
beat.
That. 82 basketball games. Come
here,
on, man.
Here's
stop
the crux
it.
Of the matter. Your trash talk this week was trash. You know who I'm trashing? I'm trashing Rob Parker for that weak trash talk. There ain't a fan on earth that thought the Nets would be 4-10. Stop it. Stop it. All right. Rob Parker has a bone to pick. Not with me. I mean, he just picked one with me, but with a certain Hall of Fame quarterback. We'll get into that next. If you didn't know the Odd Couple was back, now you know. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Feel your best, folks, with M-Drive. If you want to lose weight, try M-Drive. You want to get your waist size down? Try M-Drive Lean. It's protein powder backed by real science. All right, it helps you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. And Rob, I alluded to this a quote by Troy Aikman earlier. I'm going to read it to you again. I think you got a bone to pick with Troy Aikman for this quote. He was talking about, he was on the radio today. Oh, we got the sound. So here he goes, talking about Matt Stafford.
But I think Matthew now feels some of the pressure that maybe Baker Mayfield felt. And I've got to somehow find a way to get the ball into his hands because that's why he's playing on this play. And it's not good. And it's not good playing quarterback when you feel pressure to get the ball to any one particular player. It just doesn't work.
I don't understand where that's coming from the standpoint of he didn't force 10 balls to OBJ yesterday or whatever it was. He threw one ball. He's three targets. He caught two balls for 18 yards. It was hardly did I feel like Matthew Stafford was pressing. But the notion that you don't want to get the ball to a great receiver or a person.
He didn't say that.
I don't. So what's the pressure? So what did he see last night?
The pressure is that instead of going through your – and I'm with you on last night. There wasn't a case last night. All right. I think it's premature to say this. We got to see more. What I do agree with Aikman on is the philosophy of what he's saying. And it's if I've got – I'm not saying a diva receiver can never work, but receiver is the most dependent position. If I got a diva – defensive player, whether it's a linebacker, a cornerback, a safety, a defensive tackle, whatever, that's fine because he's going to do his thing regardless. He's not dependent on anybody else. Yeah, I get it that they work together and all that, but if you're great individually in defense, you're going to be great and you can talk all the trash you want and be a celebrity and this and that. If you're a running back, fine. Oh, I got to hand you the ball and you a diva, but I'm just handing you the ball. You do your thing. Quarterback, same way. They get the ball, they control their destiny. A wide receiver is the most dependent position in football. For you to shine, I got to get you to rock. And if I got a receiver who's a celebrity, and again, I'm just saying philosophically, I get where Aikman's coming from. And if I feel like, man, I got to get this dude the ball, everybody's watching. He's come here. All the media is talking about, are you going to get him the ball? Is he going to return to what he used to be? And now instead of just going through my normal routine, looking through my progressions, going where the play is, the open man is, if you're thinking at all about I got to get it to him, then that can be a problem. And I'm wondering, I want to see it play out. But you know I predicted this with Baker. I said he's going to be better without OBJ for that very reason. And if an OBJ might, because he's such a big personality and brand, and I don't think he's a bad guy because all you heard was great stuff from the locker room in Cleveland, but he's still an outsized personality. And everybody is paying attention to him. And if he only has three catches, it's a story. And so he might need just a quarterback who is unimpeachable, a Tom Brady, an Aaron Rodgers, a Russell, a guy that if OBJ don't get the ball, ain't nobody pointing the finger at the quarterback. And Baker Mayfield obviously isn't at that level. And I don't think Matthew Stafford's at that level as well as he was playing earlier in the season. So I get where Troy's coming from, even as I thought he was a bit too early to say that was an issue. It certainly wasn't an issue last night.
Yeah, I just think it's OBJ is a big personality, so we'll blame whatever happens or whatever the ball doesn't go to him or if they throw him the ball too much on him. Rather than when Randy Moss joined Tom Brady immediately said, I got this stud. I'm going to throw the ball. I don't care about the underneath stuff to what I've been doing the last few years. I'm going to exploit and use this guy's talent. That's what it should be about. If he's not talented, Chris, or he can't catch, or he misses some balls, or what, then you could go away from him. Should you try to utilize and see what he has left and see if he still has the spark and the talent? I think you would be a terrible quarterback if you're not looking that guy's way. That doesn't mean that every throw goes to him, but I just don't understand the idea of not wanting to get a ball to a talented person.
But who's saying that? Like, who's saying they don't want to give him the
pressure?
Ball?
It should just be like you're playing football. If this guy runs a good route and he's open, but I'm going to know. I do know the difference that everybody on the field is not the same. It's
and he's not their first option. He's got a first option name.
Nobody said he was first option, but he's a talent who I'm going to take a look at, and I'm going to try to get the football to if I can. This is my problem, is that Troy Aikman, off of a three-pass night, that's what he got out of the game?
I give you that. Like I said,
that's off
it
of
was
reputation.
Definite, yeah.
That wasn't off of last night. That's like a reputation thing. That's what I mean.
I think I agree with you. Like, to say last night had anything to do with OBJ is wrong. I'm just saying I understand the school of thought that he's coming from. And Randy Moss was, you know, obviously a diva receiver, but he went to Tom Brady was established. Tom Brady had won three Super Bowls already. I get it. He wasn't quite what he is today. But he still was, you know, known as a great quarterback, MVP, and all that. And so that's the difference. OBJ may need that. Brady was – and the system in New England, you just weren't going to let a guy – you know, it just wasn't going to let a guy come there and, you know, his personality really be an issue. And so I think those were differences. But I just think it's like, obviously – you just want the guy to shine within the system. Of course. I mean, heck, Stafford was on board with bringing in OBJ. You know, I mean, they wouldn't have done it if he wasn't. And so he gets the talent. And, yeah, this guy is really, you know, incredible potential. Sure, bring him in. Let's just add more, you know, to the cupboard. But if you don't get him the ball, like if Cooper Kupp just gets the, you know, shines and Van Jefferson is the second guy this day and OBJ only gets two or three touches or targets because, you know, other guys were more open or whatever the case, it can be a story and that can be a problem. If now I'm being asked, well, why didn't you get it to OBJ more? Or what do you need to do to get him involved more? And nobody's going to ask that last night because it was his first game. He didn't have much practice. But the next game, off a bye week, if OBJ's got three targets, probably going to be a question. Do you need to do more to get OBJ involved? And if I'm a quarterback, I'm like, especially if they win, we just won. Why are you worried about me getting so-and-so involved? You know, so-and-so, Cooper had 112 yards receiving. And so that's what I just get where he's coming from philosophically, even as it was, you know, it had nothing to do with last night.
Yeah, I thought that came out of nowhere. Just that, in watching the game, I didn't think Matthew was pressing to get
No, not that
him.
Game, no, yeah. no. I mean, but I think we saw a little of that with Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant. Like, you got this receiver running his mouth, and everybody thinks he's great, and now I got to get him the ball rather than just doing my thing. You know, and that's where I don't need my receiver running his mouth about how much I got to get him the ball. I'll be giving OBJ's credit. He didn't do that, you know. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Martin Weiss with Trolling or Rolling coming up next, and then it's your turn to shine.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding dirty.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
It is Trolling or Rolling, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, having some phone difficulties with our man Martin Weiss. I'm sure he'll be calling here in a second. But if you're new to this show, like maybe Chris
like
Bouchard,
he's in the closet.
You know, I don't think he's been here for a couple of days. If the guys like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if you don't like, get the troll sound.
Oh, man.
Martin Weiss is calling in as we speak. Let's get him on the phone lines. Martin Weiss, you are on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, man?
What's going on? Am I on the radio right now?
You actually sound better now than you usually do. You usually sound like you're calling from a closet.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm glad our technical difficulties seem to have worked out well. Chris, Rob, how are you?
Doing good.
What's up, brother. And you?
All right. Good to hear. I'm doing well myself. Just in case, I don't know if anybody's ran through the rules or not. I have no idea where we are. But just in case they haven't.
So we did. So get to it.
Yes.
All right. Aaron Rodgers made comments this week, per usual. But these probably weren't as controversial as last week's comments. Well, let's just see about that, okay? So Matthew Stafford and the Rams lost another primetime game last night, and Rodgers said, quote, "I'm not here for any Matthew Stafford slander. I've always been a big fan, and he's one of the most gifted throwers of my generation." Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, Matthew Stafford doesn't deserve criticism.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, look, when he plays well, he gets praise. When he plays poorly, he's going to be critiqued harshly. All right, they brought him there to win a Super Bowl. They didn't bring him there to throw two interceptions and a pick six, including a pick six in the first quarter. Now, look, I get where Rodgers is coming from. And to be honest, I would have been disappointed had Rodgers said anything else. Had Rodgers been like, yeah, he's overrated. You know, he put up numbers in Detroit, but, you know, he's not a big-time player. That would have been cold-blooded, and I don't expect the player to go there on another player. But Rodgers was being politically correct. The fact is, the way it works is when you don't play well, you're going to get criticized when it's Super Bowl or bust.
All right, I'm trolling it.
I actually think for
a number one overall pick, Matt has been given a break from most of the media and things he hasn't accomplished over 12 years, now in his 13th year in the NFL. And most guys wouldn't have gotten the money he's been paid or not been scrutinized more heavily. So now he's on a bigger stage with more at stake. He should be looked at even harder and criticized when things don't work out.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers have been bad recently. There's really no two bones about it. LeBron is scheduled to come back at the end of this week, though. Right now, the Lakers are sitting in the seventh spot in the Western Conference with the Clippers and the Jazz right above them. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Lakers will finish a four seed or better in the West.
This is a really tough one. Obviously, it's hard to project these injuries and things like that. But I'm going to say I'm trolling it. I think you said. Golly, that was a long one. But I just think that I think they're going to have some injury concerns. And I think, you know, it's they're just going to have a regular season that's a bit disjointed. And so I think they'll make the playoffs, and if they're healthy entering the playoffs, be dangerous. But I right now I'd say they finish outside of the top four. That's probably I might be wrong because they're only a game and a half out as it is. But I'm gonna say that right now.
I'm trolling it.
Oh man, I just don't
see them finishing in the top four. Not the way the team looks. I think injuries will be a big part. Not just LeBron, Anthony Davis will have his stint. Some of the older players. Russell Westbrook just doesn't look like a fit. They'll win games, a certain amount of games, just because it's the NBA and they're still talented enough to do that. But they're going to struggle with a lot of teams. I don't know what LeBron's going to be. Is he going to be a 3-point shooter on a perimeter shooting like that, 1-for-12 or whatever it was that time he was out there and just chucking up shots? Or is this going to work? I'm not convinced it's going to work, so I'm going to say they'll be like sixth seed in the West.
Trolling or rolling, odd couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Kyrie Irving doesn't look like he's changing his mind, and neither is the state of New York, so he probably won't be joining the Nets anytime soon. Asked today, though, head coach Steve Nash says he still keeps in touch with Kyrie, but the two, quote, don't really talk about basketball. I can only imagine what they'd be talking about. But, Chris, the Nets have played 14 games. They're down by 20 right now in the fourth quarter. Trolling or rolling, Kyrie will still be able to make a positive impact on the Nets this season.
I'm trolling it, and I hope I'm wrong. I think all of us want to see him play. He's one of the best players, you know, that we've seen. But, you know, Eric Adams, the new mayor-elect in New York, said he's not changing the rule or the law. Now, that could change if the, you know, if cases go down and things like that. But, you know, and none of us know exactly what's going to happen with that. But I don't think Kyrie's going to get vaccinated. I think that, you know, one, I think he's, you know, firm in his beliefs and convictions. And two, I think the support he's gotten is in some ways it's turned him into a bit of a cult hero. And I think that puts even more pressure on him not to get vaccinated just because, you know, it would look like he's selling out. And I don't know that that means anything to Kyrie, but I don't think he's going to get vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm trolling it. I don't think he's playing.
Man.
He has painted himself into a corner now, Chris, where he would be. All those people who are Kyrie people, if he were to give in at the All-Star break or whatever, they'd say he's a sellout. He said this. He said, I think he's stuck. I think he's stuck, and I don't think he's going to play this year.
Whoo. Man.
I don't think he's going to play either.
Chef Curry is cooking.
I mean, the Nets have to be – when does it ever work? When does it ever work when you put all these stars on one team? Like, I mean, nobody saw COVID coming. But, it doesn't seem to always – when you have all these free agent signings and trades and all this stuff – you don't draft a few of those guys, it never feels like it works. I mean, I know
it worked in Golden State when they added Durant, and it worked in Miami with the big three.
But they had to add Durant in order to win those other two.
Well, I don't know that they had to, but they did.
That's how they worked.
The Nets didn't draft any of these guys. I feel like it never works when you have at least one guy that was a homegrown guy that's playing a big part. Like, those Nets teams had Steph. even the LeBron teams where they were bringing everybody in. They had LeBron. Miami had Dwayne Wade. You know, it's just it feels like it never works.
I mean, first of all, it's too early to write them off, but I just think their problem now is that James Harden hasn't been James Harden. He's been good. He's probably playing at an all-star level.
Martin, I need him
at a superstar level.
So last year, if Terrence Foot was behind the line, it wouldn't have worked. I mean, I just – like the whole premise that you have is that it doesn't work
if you're not homegrown. I agree. You're off
I just don't
that.
Buy that. What does that mean? Like, so if Durant wore size 14 and made that three and they won the game, Milwaukee wouldn't have been a champ. There was a good chance Brooklyn could have won the championship. No,
Rob Parker. I was told that sports has a short menu, wins and losses. That
no,
what
I'm just saying. But sports does
lost.
Have a short menu, but I don't.
Lost.
But I don't get where you're coming from. Like,
finals,
like it never works. I don't get that.
I'm just saying, you
can't. I mean, now you're couching what you're saying by saying you need at least one drafted player. I mean, I get it because Miami had one drafted player, but let's face it, they won it because they brought in two other superstars. Golden State, I don't know that they wouldn't have won it without Durant, but you know he was brought in and worked.
And
Cleveland,
in 2004, when the Pistons won, if it wasn't for drafting of Tayshaun Prince, the Pistons wouldn't have won.
Right.
Chauncey
Good
was
point.
Traded. Ben Wallace was traded for. Rip Hamilton came from Washington. Like, every player was from somewhere else except for Tayshaun.
I mean, that wasn't a team of superstars.
They had one player who was drafted that was a key part of the team. Thank you.
No, but that's
Thank
not.
You.
But that's
Thank
come
you for
on,
proving
man.
My
you
point.
Thanks,
Rob Parker.
No,
I'm rolling with that.
Doesn't make sense. That's
You're
not why
fishing.
They won. That's not why they won.
All right. Martin Weiss, so-so performance.
Come on. I can't
so-so
take
performance
it.
Tonight.
Yes.
Jeez Louise.
It is the Odd Couple. All right. Disgruntled sports fans, this next one's for you. My voice is hoarse after yelling.
Stop
with
yelling
Rob
at
and
me,
that,
and you wouldn't that. Have to worry about it.
Now I got to drink tea all night to get ready for tomorrow. All right, your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. Your time to shine is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's your time to shine. Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Trash Talk is now.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. Let's kick it off with Jerome in Hawaii. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, Chris and Rob. How's it going?
Doing good,
good man. How are you?
I'm good and living here in paradise, man. One of these days, you guys got to come over here and do your show from Waikiki Beach or something.
Hey, I would love that. That sounds terrific.
Hey, I'm here to trash talk the NFL owners and the NFL rule committee on their rules in the NFL. Look. They implemented the replay system. Well, first of all, we know the game of the NFL is hard to officiate. I got that. And they implemented the replay system to get the call right. But I just don't understand. You got New York who's sitting there that look at these replays and stuff. And if they got a call that's just blatantly wrong and the ref on the field gets it wrong, I don't understand why the NFL, the New York can't buzz in and be like, hey, you know what? No, that's just blatantly wrong. You know, this protecting the quarterback and roughing the quarterback stuff, come on. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And I don't mean to take the control from the refs on the field, but New York got to be like, if that's just blatant, it's blatantly wrong, they got to get the call right.
And then, after all of the rules,
that they decided.
Thank you, buddy. Come on,
30
man.
30 to 40 seconds.
Let some other people get in. Appreciate it. Austin in Colorado, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, guys. I'm trashing Cam Newton. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. First of all,
big fan of the show, long-time listener, you. First-time caller. It's great to be on with you guys.
Appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you. Don't make it your last.
Yeah, the reason I'm trashing Cam Newton, this is a man who, you know, in the past has had his leadership questioned, and the only time that he improved his leadership skills was when his team was winning. It's easy to be a leader when you're winning. And then once he lost in the Super Bowl, he basically stormed off the stage and pouted. And then later on in his career, he, you know, made an offensive comment toward a female reporter on national television, and instead we're rewarding this man by rehiring him into the NFL. I don't get it.
All right.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, Austin. Fan. How about Dennis in Akron? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dennis?
Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to trash the Pittsburgh Steelers, my favorite team. I've been a Steelers fan of 48 years.
Wow.
It's the most pathetic performance I've ever seen in 48 years. Mason Rudolph must have had a low battery in his nose. He needs to change it. Ever since he's gotten hit by Myles Garrett, he's been gun-shy. They don't need him as a quarterback. They need to find a better backup. I know Ben's arm's gone. I know they need a quarterback, but Mason Rudolph just isn't the answer. Sorry, boys.
All right, Dennis. Man.
All right.
Hey, Chris, I don't know
it's
if that,
much,
that Steelers-Lions game you saw. Everybody I talked to
it.
Said it was awful.
It was a bad game. It was
they
a
said it was
game.
Awful.
I watched
How
it
about the Fernando in Vegas? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Fernando?
Yeah, hey, fellas, I'm going to trash Ifon Salam. I mean, come Ooh. On, ES. Have an opinion. Have yes. a take. When somebody asks you a question, don't give us that laugh like, hoo, 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 hoo. Give us your hard opinion, man. Give it to us. Anyway, go kick rocks, Ephraim.
Wow.
Where are you at?
Hey, save that. Next time Ephraim's on next week, we got to play that
save
for
that.
Him.
Alex, please. Dr. Midnight in Toronto, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome back, Chris. Hope everything's okay with you and the family there.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
All right. Rob, this is going to hurt you, but I'm trash-talking Major League Baseball here.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
I'm a big baseball fan, but Rob, Chris, we know that the proverbial doomsday clock is ticking to December 1st, and that's when the collective bargaining agreement expires. And we just can't, as a baseball fan, we can't allow, we haven't heard any updates on the collective bargaining agreement, and we can't allow to have baseball go in some sort of work stoppage. From a baseball perspective, from a fan perspective, we're coming off a great playoffs, great performances. Good to see the Atlanta Braves win, and we're going to a good free agency. A lot of potential players out there. From a personal standpoint, as a Toronto Blue Jay fan, I don't want to see a work stoppage. We have a good team. We have the potential of signing some big name players, and to see it go down the tube because of potential work stoppage. It's hurtful as a baseball fan, as a Blue Jay fan, as a sport tool, and that's very hurtful to the sport overall. So that's all my right. trash talk moment.
And you know what? I'm going to say this to him, Chris. You know when the last work stoppage was for baseball, right?
Yes.
1994. Before, yep. 26 yep. years ago, which is a generation of people, which is shocking because there used to be stoppages all the time. And hopefully they'll get it together. The game is healthy. It's doing well. You got some great young stars. So they got to, and you know, normally it's not, Chris, until there's a deadline, until you know what I mean? Like
right,
you got to, guys all of a sudden want to make a deal. Yep. That's when those things happen. It should have been done if they really wanted to, right? But you wait till the last minute to get the best deal you can. Hopefully they won't have it, but it looks like it could happen. I mean, it looks like it could happen.
It would be bad, a stoppage. I agree with you.
You don't
want to
stop the
good.
Game. Yeah. The game is doing well. It doesn't make sense, but.
Yeah, you got some momentum. So I'm with him on that. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Rob, the Nets are getting mollywhopped.
Yeah, I saw the third quarter. They got killed, and I don't know what the score is now, but I know
115-97, a minute and a half. And all the stars are out. Steph Curry just destroyed him, 37 points. 9 of 14 from Trey. He got MVP chance in Brooklyn, Rob.
Wow.
He is the MVP right now, I think. Like, obviously, it's really early, but right now he'd be the MVP. Wouldn't you agree?
He didn't even win 12 it last and two. Year, and he had a great year. That was amazing.
Right, 12 and two. Because Jokic is having another great year, but they don't have a record yet. And again, it's way premature for this talk, but Warriors look good. Nets, a little humble pie. All right, see you tomorrow. Pie!